Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So, in a nutshell, do you believe the accusations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, or are you calling BS? And if so, why? 803, notice that I did give the H in there. Why? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm sure this is totally unrelated, David, but got an email here that they're having on September 18th, which actually was today, posted September 18th. You know what they had today? They had a so-called slut walk to combat sexual violence and promote gender equity.
Well, that's what I would name it if I was doing that.
Yeah, I just found out about this today. Please come out in support of human rights and promote women's health and wellness. I think that's a euphemism for abortion. During Slut Walk today, September 18th, from noon until 2:30 in the Campbell Student Union Plaza, Slut Walk is a transnational movement of protest marches calling for an end to rape culture, including victim blaming and slut shaming of sexual assault victims. This is an adult-only event.
What? Well, listen, I would love to just been a fly on the wall when they were throwing around names. You know, like, what do you want to call this? Freedom Fighters for Women's Rights? They're like, ladies, let's be honest. Let's call it a slut walk. I think that'll reach middle America right there. Let's do that.
I can't think of a better name if you want people to not regard victims of sexual violence and assault in a certain way. I'm being very sarcastic. Are you serious?
I just love to see the T-shirts. Slut Walk 2018.
Well, cue the vagina hats. Now, it is 10 minutes after 4 at WBEN. Do you believe the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh? What do you make of this whole story, which is pretty much all the media has been covering over the past 72, 84 hours, whatever? 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Do you remember me? We met at the Slut Walk 2 years ago.
Like, how awkward.
Why would you even do that?
I have no idea.
I mean, slut walk, the shaming of the whatever you want.
I think it's to take control of the word slut.
But you would never do that with the N word.
No, I was just going to say.
No one's taking control of that word.
Or the C word.
No, they didn't call it that. No control needed. But you know, someone who doesn't like any of those words, one of my favorite senators, if there was a C-SPAN 4, I would just have it on Patty Murray 24/7. I want reality shows. I want to know where she gets that haircut. I love Patty Murray from Washington State. She's a comedian. She's very funny. Here's Patty Murray with her comments on Kavanaugh.
Women are watching. We are not going to allow that to happen again.
And she's, of course, talking about the Anita Hill hearing. They're never going to allow anything like that happening again. Now, depending on where you stand on the issues, I would say that it is happening again because Clarence Thomas wasn't accused of anything. And if anything, it helped his confirmation because the whole thing just got hysterical. Donald Trump had this to say about Senator Feinstein.
When Senator Feinstein had Judge Kavanaugh in her office for a long time, she never even mentioned this. And that was a long time ago. Never even mentioned it. So why wouldn't you bring this up when he is sitting in her office for a pretty extended period of time? So it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. Well, when asked if this is about politics, he said, well, I'm not going to say that now, but it appears it is that way. Look, all of these, I don't understand. If you've got someone in your office, we've talked about, you know, his credit card payments, his season ticket purchases, Everything about this man has been thrown out there. Innuendo. What did you mean by that? Kamala Harris literally disqualified herself from 2020 contention with her questions. Nobody asked him, you know, ever had episodes of rapiness? Even when you were 17, you ever thought of? That's ridiculous. This whole thing to me, if you don't see this coming down the this is the slowest moving freight train of lies I've ever seen.
Let's go to Dave in East Aurora with his take. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Hi, David. I got to tell you right off, straight out, this reads as BS all the way through. I mean, if you listen to the women that have talked about this man, they have nothing but the highest praise for him. I mean, they literally come straight out and tell you he is a gentleman through and through. And you have one person that, I don't know where they dug this woman up from or what she has against him, or if it's just that, you know, they don't want another conservative or even moderate confirmed to the Supreme Court, that they've got to get him out of there. That's the only thing I can think of, because it's like, how could, you know, this one person come up like this? It just, you just hear this over and over and over again now lately in our society. It's like, and you know what? Like I said, with that many other people coming out saying this guy is nothing but a gentleman and nothing but a great guy, it's really hard to believe this person.
What would it take for, I mean, do you? I understand the trauma behind something horrible. To me, look, you know, men are sexually assaulted too, okay? And we have seen with the Catholic Church the same mentality of, I don't want to come forward. It's humiliating to me. I feel like people are going to judge me. I totally understand it. It's been burned into our heads that this is a stigma that we have to work together to say it's not your fault that you were victimized by a thug or you had something horrible happen to you. But to me, it's stories like this that make everyone question every other story. This woman is not doing anything for victims of sexual abuse. If anything, she's making everyone think, I think you're a liar too.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And again, you know what? If this would have come out at any other time before he was a Supreme Court nominee, I could, you know, okay, you know, maybe. But all of a sudden he's a Supreme Court nominee and now it comes out, it just, like I said, I'm sorry, it just reads as BS to me.
And he was not exactly low profile, living in a tortoise shell over the past 30 years either.
Exactly. Exactly. This guy's been right out there. I mean, they even said that this guy has appointed more female clerks than he has male clerks. I mean, I think mostly he's appointed female clerks, put them in great positions. And again, every one of those people have nothing but, you know, again, the highest praise for him.
And to me, it
just doesn't add up.
It further underlines why the only people that run for the highest offices in the land are shameless. I mean, there was absolutely nothing is going to embarrass Bill Clinton. Nothing is going to embarrass the Clintons. You could say you raped 12 people, you murdered someone, all these allegations. He doesn't care. They're the Clintons. They're above it all. You look at Donald Trump, that alligator hide, anything you say to Donald Trump, he gets angry, but really it just rolls off him. Those people are few and far between, and they're also at a level of narcissism that we don't really want in elected officials. But you are only going to draw people that have been in the public light for 40 years or are multi-billionaires and can afford attorneys to just sick them on anyone who comes at you. You're never going to get a true representative of the people. If every time a quality person comes forward, you have one person stand up in 36 years and say, he almost did something that the guy you all took money from, every Democrat on that committee has taken money from Harvey Weinstein, and yet none of the allegations are even in the ballpark. Not in the ballpark, the parking lot, not in the same state. They're in Fenway Park to Buffalo, New York. That's where the allegations are. And yet all these folks took money from Harvey. Not right. A problem whatsoever.
Right. I do not believe this woman. For the record, I don't believe her. I think the timing is suspect. I just don't believe her.
I don't believe the story. I don't. First of all, you know, again, there's no point. None of this makes sense. Why would you write a letter What, you want to be anonymous? Your parents, you're 70 years old. How old are you? 56 years old? Your parents are going to judge you for drinking at a party? That's an excuse a 15-year-old makes. How about when you're 21?
Very immature.
This guy goes through Harvard and he becomes a judge and you're thinking, wait a minute, he's good enough to be a D.C. circuit judge. The way he touched me that night didn't really bother me when he got to an appellate court. But now that he's on the Supreme Court, what if he gets another case? Come on, dude, this whole thing is ridiculous. Dianne Feinstein should be censured for this. Not you don't. Here's the other thing. You don't just take this woman and say you're a liar. You go after this woman for lying. If you truly want to eliminate this from happening in the future, you get her under oath and hit her for perjury.
Yeah, I don't know how Dave feels about this, but I'm glad Kavanaugh's hired this defamation attorney, because if I'm correct and this woman is just full of crap, I think that people need to be accountable for making false accusations against somebody.
And if Juanita Broadwick made something up about Bill Clinton, she should
Amen.
Be hit too.
Amen.
It's not just against Republicans. Anyone who's lying about someone, go after them. And by the way, it'd be nice if what the FBI could possibly do with 36 years later is just insulting to everyone involved.
Of course. And, you know, you have also got Brett that immediately came right out and denied everything, unequivocally denied everything.
Well, it's a pretty strong statement when you say, I wasn't at the party. That's a definitive, not only did it not happen, it couldn't have happened because I wasn't there.
Right. It's like, that ended it right there for me.
Well, of course, it would chagrin me very much if somebody produced a picture from that party.
And by the way, what's a party with four people in it?
Or even another witness, some kind of a credible witness, you know, that actually saw something, you know. It's just, like I said, right now, I just don't see anything there. I mean, they're grasping at straws that aren't even there.
I know what you call a party with four people. Bowerly stuck.
I'm just saying, you don't, melting pot wouldn't call that a party. Like, what are you talking about? You get a table for three people at Olive Garden, you just get a table. They don't even have to bring an extra chair around. That's not a party. A party is like, you know, what you would consider. They're trying to make Kavanaugh out to be like a frat boy drinking beer, you know, doing horrible
things. That is a fair point. I mean, I can remember many a time in high school being at my friend Andrea's house with four or five people. Never would we consider that a party. It was a gathering. It was a bunch of kids getting together.
Right. Exactly.
To listen to that brand new Boston album with More Than a Feeling on it.
Oh, there you go, Tom.
Yeah, that, not to date myself. Dave, thanks very much.
Tom, thank you. David, thank you.
Hey, David, you're all about politics and everything political. Riddle me this. How could this possibly blow up in the faces of Democrats? How could this possibly backfire on the Democrat Party?
Well, I think you saw a little bit of just the way that they're being so cautious about going after this guy. First of all, you're not talking, I mean, the Clarence Thomas thing, to be totally honest with you, if Clarence Thomas happened in 2018, that would be because he's a black man. That wouldn't be because he was a Supreme Court justice nominated by a Republican.
If he was a Democrat, he'd be a black man. If he was a Republican, he'd be an Uncle Tom and a pervert.
Well, he already is. That's what they call him. But my point is that it was all about, you know, this tribalism that exists now. The Democrats love tribalism. You belong to this. Therefore, if you're in this tribe, this is how you vote. This is the sports teams you like. This is the food you eat. This is what you are. You are in a tribe.
It's an algorithm.
It is.
Life is an algorithm to them.
We are literally living in the Facebook matrix of this is what you believe, this is what you do, this is what you like. And so right now, if you got a Patty Murray haircut, what you do is you believe this is the way the world works. Now, any person that makes an allegation automatically gets believed, unless, of course, the allegation's made about Al Franken or the allegation's made about any Keith Ellison or any other member of your party. And that's where it's a slippery slope. Because while everyone is talking about, well, there's not good rape and bad rape. There's not almost rape and serious rape. But yet, there is a difference between a sexual assault and a violent assault, okay? And if a person is sexually assaulted and beat up, you have to put them in a separate category than a person that just, you know, had an argument with their wife and the police got involved. What Keith Ellison is being accused of is some pretty serious stuff. That's not just like window into the soul stuff. That's you don't belong on the street stuff. I mean, we're talking about what type of justice Kavanaugh is going to be on the highest court in the greatest country in the world. And we're saying, you know, maybe if Kavanaugh was running for Supreme Court justice as a nominee when he was 18 years old, maybe I would look at you and say, I think this is a bad choice. This is a guy who likes to touch women when they say no. But if we're going to look at a 57-year-old man and say he is denying this, it never happened, and where could you point to his decisions over the last 300 cases that he's had that he's ruled differently because of a party that he allegedly had when he got, you know, a little too aggressive with a girl? It's an absurd allegation. This is made for one reason, and that's to embarrass him, to shame him from stepping down. But again, maybe with George W. Bush, maybe with another Republican president, Donald Trump doesn't care. Donald Trump said something any elected official said on an audio tape, and they resigned that day. Donald Trump doubled down and brought out every woman that ever accused Bill Clinton of raping her. I mean, think about that. This is a totally different cowboy.
Ballsy.
We've never seen anything like this in any party. Donald Trump is an island. He has his own climate. He's a planet. He hovers. This is something that nobody has seen before. He does not care. He will not be shamed. He will not be. You're not going to be able to get him to back down. And Kavanaugh seems like an honorable guy, but Kavanaugh seems like he's a little upset about this, and he's defending himself. And I'll tell you, the sign of a person that, you know, you don't hear a lot about this, but when Harvey Weinstein was first accused, he didn't go lawyer up and go after the women. He was hiring the Mossad to go after and try to intimidate them and try to get them to recant their story. Kavanaugh's saying, no, this isn't going away. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to take you to court. And by the way, if you don't have evidence that I did something like this, you certainly don't have the right to go public and tell everyone I did. And that's a huge deal. We were all in the victim mentality that one woman says something happened, it happened. If one Catholic says a priest touched him, it happened. Well, you know what? The law reads differently. The law reads differently. If you don't have evidence that something happened and you decide to hold a press conference and say it did, you better lawyer up.
Now, somebody texted a traffic tip to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. All lights on Genesee near the airport are out. Are you serious? That is going to be a Mongolian cluster dance of epic proportions. So if that's true, be aware. Any additional traffic info, be sure to text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 30930. David, I am faced right now with two monumental problems in my life. Would you like number one or number two first?
You know, keeping it consistent with the commercials on this station, let's start with number two.
Well, keeping it consistent with my ability to take somebody's advice, I'm going to start with number one, literally and figuratively. David, my cat, you've met my cat, she's 16 years old. She has a litter box.
I thought you were going to say she was in a room with Kavanaugh.
A room with Brett Kavanaugh. No. And she claims, she says in the Muse today, now, she's got a litter box that is clean enough, you could eat a filet mignon dinner out of my cat's litter box. That's how clean the litter box is. She's 16 years old, and over the past month or so, she has started to pee all over the rug. Now, I really need people to email me with advice because my house reeks like cat urine. And if there's one thing I can't stand, it is the smell of cat urine. We have so many cats that idiots let out around my neighborhood at night that outside of my house smells like every cat in the universe is using it as a urinal, number one, which irritates me. If you got a cat, could you please leave it inside? I almost killed a cat the other night. Damn thing literally ran right under my car. If I had not hit the brake when I did, it would have smashed on the rear wheel. So why people let their beloved house pets out of the house is just beyond me. But that's another story for a different day. So right now, David, I'm faced with the dilemma. I either have got to stop this cat from peeing on the rug, or I've got to take her to the vet one last time. Because there's some things I will not live with, and that is something I cannot live with. You've got cats. Do you have any ideas for me?
You know, here's the thing, man. There's a lot of urine fighting sprays and different things that
right.
you could use.
Enzymatic cleaners.
But there's, I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but have you ever considered like buying one of those like newborn baby diapers?
For the cat?
Yeah. I mean, if it's if you want to keep the quality
actually,
of life
David,
for the cat,
I don't want to sound weird, but no, I've never considered buying a human newborn baby diaper for my cat.
I'm just saying, if you want to keep the cat alive, you're the tree hugger that wants to keep the cat alive.
I do.
My solution would be some things aren't meant to be, you know? But you want your... Listen, people talk about declawing their cats and how inhumane that
I'm
is.
I'm this close to euthanizing her.
Well, it's the point is you don't want to do that because you love your animal. It gives you joy. It brings you love. But
not
you
anymore.
You don't want to deal with the pee all over your house, which I would argue smelled like that before. But that's the idea.
Yeah, but that was human. There's a difference.
No, but my point is, look.
I was doing my best Donald Trump and...
I there could be something that's like a urinary tract infection that you could heal with an antibiotic.
Nope.
It could be that, you know, but 16 years, that's a good run.
Honestly, I think what it is, I think she's getting senile, and I don't know that she knows what she's doing, and I know what I'm doing, and one thing I'm not going to do is live in a house where my fine carpets are being urinated. Well, one carpet is being urinated upon by, and there, folks, if you've never had a cat, you have no idea of how pungent cat urine can be. It's like it's like horses, except worse.
Our constitution's urinated on a daily basis.
This is true.
We still live in New York, though.
So, yeah, anybody has any ideas? No, the cat does not have an infection. The cat has had the lab work done. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the cat other than the ordinary wearing down of the kidneys. But I honestly, David, at this point, I never thought I would say this, but euthanasia is absolutely on the table because I simply can. I mean, David, if I cannot have people over because I'm embarrassed by what my house smells like, what would you do?
I mean, look, I look at animals a little bit differently than you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I treat them with respect, but I believe that, you know, we're called to be stewards to animals. And at the point where the animals' needs, you know, get to, if you can't, you don't want to obviously give that cat to someone else.
No,
but
no, nobody would take it and I wouldn't do it because I'd be heartbroken.
I'll take your cat.
No, you won't.
I will.
Well, I can't.
It will be euthanized.
I was going to say, it will be. Thank you.
I will take your cat to the vet for you. No, yeah. But no. Listen, it's a tough thing to do. It's a really tough thing. You love animals. I can't even tell a story in the news without Tom interrupting me and saying, please, I don't want to hear that story. I'm like, Tom, it has a happy ending. You're like, I don't care. It's hurting animals. I can't deal with it. You have you love animals.
I do.
And it sounds right now, if you cut this up, it would sound like I'm the animal, you know, maniac, and you're the guy that's like, let's kill all the cats.
Right. I know. I understand. But I'm the guy who says if people have house cats, they should be house cats. And I don't feel like smelling your cat's urine all over my property. It's just, it's not cool. And the one cat that does it is a beautiful cat. I've never seen a cat this beautiful in my entire life. But this cat is not a very nice cat. I mean, it won't come when it's called. It won't let me pet it. My driveway is good enough for it to hang out in all the time, but it won't come over and say hello to me. And I personally get a little bit offended by that. But
maybe it's the, you know, sometimes, you know, it's the other cat that they want to see.
Yeah, but this has never happened before. This is this is a new development. But
your house is like the Villages for cats. Old cats are hanging out.
Now, people are contacting us saying, well, my cat just had kittens. I will never, ever adopt another animal in my life. When this cat goes, there will be no more pets in the Bowerly household. It is not fair. At this point in my life, it is not fair to bring in a kitten which is going to live for 20 years. It would be unfair.
And that statement will be completely contradicted the moment you see a feral cat walking around with sad eyes.
No.
The next thing you know, Tom will be having that cat in his house.
No, once Glenna Cat is put down, it will. I'm afraid I will be cat free because, and a very simple reason, I believe in forever homes. Okay, I don't like it when people adopt a cat, then they get rid of the cat, then somebody else gets the cat, then they move it on. It's got to play havoc with the cat's psyche. So I believe in forever homes, and since at this point in my life, I cannot guarantee a forever home, I am done with pets. I'm done with animals, not even a goldfish, because, you know, as loving as they are and as fond of cats as I am, it just would not be fair to the animal. But if you've got any ideas, folks, of how, and believe me, it is not the litter box. The litter box, you could literally eat a lobster and fillet out of the cat's litter box without any bacteria whatsoever. That is how clean I keep it. But
maybe exaggeration.
That
there.
Might be a little bit of hyperbole or even hyperbole, but I hate to say it, but I obviously have to consider euthanasia at this point as an option when I don't want anybody in my house, which really isn't any different than it's been for the last 16 years. But when I don't want anybody in my house because I'm embarrassed that it reeks of cat pee, there's a problem.
Well, yeah, I would say.
When I sell that house, I'm going to have to sand the hardwood under the carpet.
You're going to have to call ServPro.
I'm going to call ServPro. Or a like business. Do they come in from Syracuse?
They do, and they will give you a hell of a discount.
Right. What if the cat commits suicide?
Oh, stop.
It is.
What?
I'm sorry. Did that one step too far?
That was a leap. One giant step too far.
No, there's nothing funny about suicide.
Nothing at all.
No, the
cat suicide.
No, or cat suicide. The inherent humor in that was that the cat was so frustrated with me that that's what the cat would probably do. So if you've got any ideas on how to stop my cat from peeing on the rug, I'm all ears. I've read everything on the internet there is to read about cat pee. In fact, I have done so many searches on cat pee, the FBI confiscated my computer last night. They think I'm some kind of a weirdo, which of course I am, but not in that sense. So
it's like the Pete Townsend story almost.
Oh my God! But I was only doing research.
Yeah. So have you ever lost an animal, like run away?
No, I have never lost an animal. But it's funny you mention that because that's one of the topics that we're going to get into right now. This is the second thing. Remember at the beginning of the segment, I said, David, I've got two things. Do you want number one or number two first? And then you said number two,
number two.
You threw me a curveball, so I had to say, oh no, number one, literally and figuratively.
There we go.
I mentioned this yesterday. And we're going to talk to people about...
And just to show how honest Tom is, he could have lied and made number two number one. But no, he doesn't do that.
Now, if you're going to do a story about urine, I think by default, it's got to be number one. But my email address, and David does not need to read these emails, they're just going to be between you and me, is tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. I need to know how to stop my 16-year-old cat from peeing all over the rug, because if this does not stop... she is going to be euthanized. I just don't know any other thing to do.
It almost sounds like a threat. Like, if you don't tell me how to stop this cat is dying.
You will tell me how to stop the cat from doing that on the rug, or else we take her away forever. You've never seen her again.
You got 5 hours to tell me how to fix this.
That's right. If I don't get a solution within the next hour, tomorrow she's being euthanized.
But what is the other thing you want to talk about?
The other thing I want to talk about, David, is, you know, like, you're younger than I am, but have you had senior moments? You have to have had senior moments. I've been having senior moments since I was 30 years old. Some would argue I've been having senior moments since I was 12.
Define a senior moment, because I think you're just a normal person.
Okay. I think it's pretty much the same thing. It's the same way a dog, I think, lives the dog's entire life. I think a dog enters a room but immediately forgets why he entered the room unless he's chasing a ball. So there's times, David, I will walk into or up to a room in the house and I'll make a deliberate trip, and I'll forget why I even went up there to begin with. And no, marijuana is not involved in any way, shape, or form in this story, nor are any other intoxicants, okay? We're talking about normal, sober Tommy. Well, normal 2% of the time, Tommy, okay? So, David, I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm really embarrassed about this because of all of the things that I've ever lost in life, past my sanity, this is driving me the craziest, and I'm waiting to go to the DMV because I know that the minute I go to the DMV and I get a replacement driver's license, my driver's license is mysteriously going to be carried by fairies on mushrooms into my house, okay? I lost my driver's license, and I don't know where. Obviously, if it's lost, I don't know where.
By the way, people are chiming in about your thing. They're saying that if you keep the litter box too clean, the cat won't know where to go, and it will go on your floor.
No, that argument makes no sense because the cat has been... This is a recent problem. The cat clearly knows where to go, and the litter box has never been an issue for the cat.
It chooses your floor.
It deliberately chooses the floor. Mm. And it's not sick. Believe me, I took it to the vet. I got the vet bills to prove it. There's nothing wrong with the cat. It's not a UTI.
So you lost your license. Now, of course, every person in your life is going to tell you to backtrack and make sure you, you know, remember the last place you were with a license. And that's always the dumbest thing in the world, because if you knew the last place you had the license,
right,
you would have found the license.
So we want to find out what you have lost, and you can't believe that you actually lost your blank. With me, it's my license. I am absolutely embarrassed. I'm stunned. I'm shocked. I'm disgusted with myself for having lost my driver's license. But in your life, because this isn't a show about me, it's not a show about David, it's a show about you, really. And I want to find out, we want to find out what it is you have lost and you still cannot figure out how did that happen. For the life of me, I cannot figure out where the hell my driver's license is. I know the last, I can't even think about the last time I saw it because it was relatively recently. I've been through everything.
Can we go into the Bowerly and Bellavia you know, room of secrecy here?
Well, that's a good tease for the next segment. So Hold on. We're going to go into the Bowerly Bellavia room of secrecy, which is not this time at Ellicott Creek Park. So don't go anywhere. It's at Como Lake. So don't go anywhere. Just flash the headlights twice so I know. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. I believe that marks the 58th homoerotic reference on this program to date. What have you lost and you are embarrassed and shocked that you lost it? I never in a million years would have thought I'd be the guy to lose my driver's license, but I've lost my driver's license. And yes, I know I should have gone to DMV today to have it replaced, but if I do get pulled over, I'm in the computer, there are no wants, there are no warrants, and I know most of the cops. So I'm going to, well, I'm just saying. So it's going to get replaced if it doesn't turn up. But on the other hand, David, as I said earlier, I know that the minute I go to DMV and I see my friend Maria at the DMV, I know that when I bring that bright, new, sparkling license home, miraculously, the old license will appear as if given to me by God reaching from heaven. So what have you guys lost? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. John in Williamsville on WBEN. Other than complete and total respect for me, if you had any, what have you lost?
Oh, I lost my entire pistol permit application packet.
Oh, was it after or before the reference is signed?
After.
Oh, bro, how'd that happen, you know?
I have the foggiest idea. I had everything together in a manila envelope. I had all the signatures. I've gone to the freaking pistol permit place 3-4 times to get everything signed and checked and certified and everything. I went to make an appointment for my fingerprints, and they canceled me. So I had to make another appointment. They canceled me again. And somehow the whole packet just disappeared.
Yeah, we hear that a lot at the clerk's office.
Okay, is there anybody in your family who is queasy about guns and maybe didn't want you to get a pistol permit?
Not even a little bit. My wife's dumbfounded, too. We're normally very organized people. And this thing,
God bless you,
disappeared. And I'm, you know how long it takes just to get that application put together. Never mind waiting for the answer.
Well, Mrs. Nerd got hers together in about 3 days because she's extremely efficient and extremely organized. I used to be. That is no longer the case. So this is going to sound so stupid because it's exactly what I hate when people ask me. But when's the last time you remember seeing your packet for the pistol permit?
When I was walking back and forth and stomping about being canceled for my fingerprint for the second time.
Oy vey.
Scenery doesn't work. And you know what? What makes it even worse is the money grab of it, because I work for the federal government. I've been fingerprinted to within 3 weeks of my life.
Well, look, here's the good news. The good news is you can get yourself another application at no charge to you, and you can just go through the whole process again. You know who your references are going to be. You know they'll sign up for you. Hey, John, I'd even sign your pistol permit application as a reference.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
All right, bro.
I'll see you.
Unfortunately, you can't do that because you don't know John.
Oh, I'll find a way. It is 4:56. Bowerly and Bellavia. I'm so embarrassed about losing my driver's license. And what have you lost? 803-0930, 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.